The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You want your actions to match your words, right? Well, here's your invitation to stay with us. And be sure to call us for your free portfolio screen. We'll be talking about special offers as we move forward on today's edition of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How about you?
Great. It's good to have you with us. And we're excited to talk about what's happening in the pocketbooks and the hearts and minds of our listeners today.
Yes, yes.
Jay, I think that people are just so exhausted after the election season here. So if it's all right with you, let's take a break and revisit some of the policy implications and the predictions for our Christian families in the coming weeks. Is November generally a good or bad month for investors?
Well, first of all, yeah, on the elections, I think we, the people, win after the elections because we get a reprieve from all the political ads now that the elections are behind us. But generally, November is a great month for the markets. Now's a perfect time to get positioned for the next big rally, in my opinion. Our investment committee at Faith Investor Services met this week, and we're really excited about the rest of 2024 and all of 2025. There's some great opportunities just building up, and we see some good opportunities ahead. And regarding equity performance, the S&P 500 tends to see positive returns to close out the year after Election Day. And for all the years since 1990, the median gain has been 3.3% with positive returns 25 out of 34 times. And for presidential election years, it gets even better, Tom. We've seen a median gain of about 4% and gains 6 out of 8 times. And then if we look at just the month of November itself from a seasonal perspective, it has big tailwinds. As we update each month, we look at the average performance of the Dow during each month of the year over the past 100, 50, and 20 years. And over the past 100 years, November has ranked as the fourth best month with an average gain of 1.3% and positive 63% of the time. More recently, the last 50 years, it's one of 2 months, the other being April, in which the index has actually averaged a gain of more than 2%. And in that time frame, it's also traded high more consistently than any other month. And then looking more recently at the past 20 years, November has averaged 2.43%, only edged out by July's 2.45%. So November tends to be one of the best months of the year, and I'm expecting no less this November.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com. You can give him a call at 800-270-7310. And Jay, we always have new listeners joining us. Can you just tell us real briefly, how do you screen and clean people's investments, and why should they do it?
Yeah, so we take a look at their portfolio from an ethical perspective to see if it lines up with their biblical values. We can look at over 30,000 different investments, make sure that they line up with your Christian beliefs. Do you want to make sure that your money is going where your faith and your values are? That's what we can do for you. We'll do it absolutely free. You can go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free consultation. We'll look at all of your statements. We'll look at your holdings, mutual funds, stocks. If you've got IRAs, Roths, brokerage accounts, 401ks, 403bs, anything that you own, we can screen it and see, is it clean or dirty? And if it's dirty, we can help you clean it up. Look at some alternatives. There are literally 93% of the universe is clean. Just 7% is dirty. Unfortunately, most people have dirty stocks because they don't know any better. We can be educated. Knowledge is power. And that's why we offer the screen and clean process.
That's what makes this program so unique. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. We'll be talking more about that. Jay, I just got my new calendar for 2025. So the whole year is spread out before me. Speaking of the calendar, sell in May and go away. I heard that phrase a long time ago. And you can help me here. It's an adage referring to the historically weaker performance of stocks from May to October. And then you alluded to this compared to the other half of the year. And so I was seeing that since 1990, the S&P 500 has averaged a return of 3% from May to October, but then a little different in the November to April timeframe. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so typically, historically, for some reason or another, you typically see better returns from once you get into November, from November to April, and usually from May to October, it's still positive. That's the big catch here. People say sell in May and go away. Well, you're missing, even though it's maybe not as good a return, you're still getting a positive return most of the time. However, if we look at this year as an example, with October now in the books, the U.S. stock market has moved past what's typically the worst six-month period of the year, which was that May to October period. And when we examine the last 25 years, the pattern has been pretty consistent. Weaker performance when you get May to October. Once you get to November to April, things heat back up. However, this year has been quite different. The six-month period ending this October saw the S&P 500 rally by 13.3%, making it its best performance between May and October since 2009. Do you remember 2009? That was right after the financial crisis when things were starting to pick back up again. So we've also seen the NASDAQ rally by over 15%. That's its strongest performance since COVID back in 2020 for that six-month period. And a natural question becomes, Tom, well, if it's done so good, can we expect it to continue to do well? Well, historically, there's not a lot of precedence, but usually in the years where you do have a double-digit gain from May to October, it tends to follow with about an average gain of 14.3% the next 6 months. So there's a little precedence here, and that is a little better than the typical that we see. So I really do, and again, that's why our team is bullish, is we're seeing strong momentum in the markets. We're seeing a lot of money coming in. The bull market's just 2 years old here. It just celebrated its two-year anniversary in October. So we still think there's more time ahead. We've got good potential returns the rest of 24, and then we're expecting great returns in 2025. So it's a perfect time for a portfolio review if you're not properly positioned to take advantage of what we believe will be a good market in the next 18 months.
Jay, I promised our listeners free offers, and one of them is, we talked about how you screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation by calling 800-270-7310. But also, our listeners can get their free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. And it's by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, my friend. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. So what are some of the investment themes on your radar here for the rest of 24 and into 2025?
Yeah, this is, Tom, why we said, you know, it doesn't really matter who's in the White House. If we set aside politics, there's some themes that neither presidential candidate could have slowed down. And we're seeing it with the expansion of artificial intelligence, transforming many industries. This is like the early days of the internet. Remember the internet boom? We've seen a lot of AI just reshaping the labor-intensive sectors. You know, when the port was looking to shut down, when they were looking to have the strike, it was over automation. You know, they don't want as much automation. But automation does make things more efficient and competitive, and NVIDIA is one of the major players in the AI boom. It's a stock that we own in the Christian Stock Fund. Ticker symbol is PRAY. And it's a stock that we also own for our clients at Faith Investor Services. We also love engineering and construction firms that are involved in developing data centers, because with artificial expanding, there you got to store that data. So there's research that predicts by 2030, the number of data centers will grow by 47%. That provides a strong growth opportunity in that sector. And by 2030, data centers are going to consume 8% of U.S. power, up from 3% in just 2022. So again, utilities, there's going to be lots of great opportunities, $50 billion opportunities there, and the utilities to support them. Also looking at some of the infrastructure. You know, I believe that cybercrime is continuing to grow. So firms that focus on cybersecurity, Those who can counteract AI-enabled attacks are poised for increased sales, particularly in government spending on cybersecurity should escalate. And then we saw from the hurricanes earlier this year that there was a lot of damage. And that really leads to a lot of the major home improvement retailers should be great opportunities. Also companies that restore critical infrastructure such as roads, bridges, they're likely to see some significant sales growth in the coming years as well.
Jay, we have a couple of minutes here before our break, but I just thought I would ask you if you've heard any stories from our listeners and families that you've helped in this past week or so.
Yeah, the great news, Tom, is I speak to people all over the country from coast to coast. We serve clients in just about every single one of the 50 states. I love my Hawaii clients. Got to travel out there to get some Hawaiian time in there. But Dave in Michigan this week did a portfolio review. And I remember meeting with Dave several months back, and he was like so skeptical. He said, Jay, I need to do better. I need to be a better steward of what God's entrusted to me. I think of the parable of the talents. I heard you on the radio, and I feel like I'm just burying my money in the ground. I'm not getting a good return. I'm very leery about the economy, the upcoming elections, the rising stock market valuations. But he reluctantly invested. He prayed on it and said, Jay, I have peace of mind. I love what you talk about. Can you do it for me? And his portfolio is up nearly 60% since he started. He's beaten the markets, now in line with his faith. Again, past performance, not an indication of future results. But he was thrilled with how his family finances have looked over the last year. Despite his fears, stocks have performed exceptionally well. Investors love to doubt the bull market, and stocks jumped 20% in the first 10 months of the year, one of the best performances since 1950. So I shared the good news with Dave and said, historically, when you see such a strong start to the year like we have here in 2024, it tends to keep going up. And November and December tend to be great, with 6% average gains when you see 20% or more in the first 10 months. So Dave was excited about that. Again, no promises, but he is very excited about having a biblically responsible portfolio that is in line with his faith and values and being able to outpace inflation and taxes. Those were really his goals.
Well, I can relate. Good job, Dave. And you've done a great job, Jay, with our family finances. So call Jay and the team and say, look, we need to have a quick chat about our family finances. Can you help us? If you know, you can leave your name and phone number. There's no obligation. I believe there's a full answer, a live answer during the weekend at all times. So give that number a call. You'll be glad you did. 800-270-7310. Back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We're back with Jay. And Jay, you know, a major survey was released on October 31st by a company called Eventide, a research firm. And it's right down our alley. It confirms what we've been saying for a long time now, what you were just saying. Basically, it concluded that 88% of Christians want their investments to reflect their values. When you ask them, that's what they say. That's almost 90%. But only a very small percentage of Christians who have a financial advisor ever hear from them about this idea of value-based investing. So their advisor rarely, if ever, brings up this kind of idea. So that sounds to me like an opportunity for our message to grow and expand. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, Tom. Yeah, there's a big disconnect. It's the market clearly saying, hey, we want to invest with our faith and values. And really, they're not getting that. The survey found, as you said, 80% of Christians wanted to invest in a way that was highly ethical and seeks to do good. And while 23% believe that they currently invest in such funds. And what I found is that I talk to people all over the country, and a lot of them say, Jay, my portfolio is already in line with my faith and values. My advisor is a Christian, or I've got this particular fund, and they're doing the screening for me. And I say, okay, well, let's just get a second look. Let's take a closer look and see, is your fund, is your advisor clearly matching your faith and values? And I ask them, what do you want to screen for? They tell me pornography, abortion, embryonic stem cell research. We want to stay away from countries persecuting Christians. Mm-hmm. Don't like the vices, tobacco, alcohol, gambling that entrap and enslave our listeners. So they say, Jay, can you please make sure that my portfolio lines up with my faith and values? And even the people that are telling me they've got a solid strategy that lines up with their faith and values, I'm finding 20, 30, sometimes as much as 50% of their portfolio is not catching what they want to catch. So really, it's what is the screening process that you're using? We use a biblically responsible approach, not socially responsible. Mm-hmm. Biblically responsible is going to be the Bible as our guide. We're going to look at God's word. It doesn't change. It's been the same from day one till today. Whereas social responsible is based on society. What's acceptable in society can change over time. What's acceptable today wasn't acceptable 20 years ago. That's just an example with some of the women in sport, transgender in sports, and a lot of these issues that that are coming up here that are acceptable today that 20 years ago, they'd be off the table. So really trying to find an advisor that clearly is screening for your faith and values. We offer the free screen. You can go to faithandretirement.com, get a second opinion. We can look at your portfolio, make sure that it lines up with your faith and values, so you can be amongst those almost 90% that say, Jay, I want to be biblically responsible. Make sure I'm doing it. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services.
That's great. And when you call, there's absolutely no obligation. So just call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. Jay and I really are friends, and I'm always shooting you ideas and questions. I actually sent you 89 questions yesterday. That is the literal number. And so, but I've never asked you this. Yeah, I've seen TV ads over a long time, many years, promoting investments that allow people to only move forward and never move backward, where presumably you give up some gains, but you're protected from any losses. Would something like that work? And is it a legitimate strategy?
Yeah, so as part of a comprehensive retirement plan, and I'm a certified financial planner, I have a master's degree in financial planning. I've been doing this 28 years. And really the foundation that I've found, and I've seen hundreds of people retire and more importantly, stay retired. That's what you want to do. You don't want to retire and then be forced to go back to work. Certainly if you want to, or you want to be able to give more to your church and do more mission work, that's another story. But what I found for the keys to success is you have guaranteed sources of income. And that can come from pensions. That can come from Social Security. And a lot of people also want a private pension. And that's what we're talking about here, Tom. You're not going backwards, you're only going forward. A lot of the annuity companies these days can offer some guarantees, maybe 7 or 8% per year, so you're always moving forward. The stock market goes backwards, you're not going backwards with the market. Additionally, they can create income for life where no stock, no mutual fund, no bond, no gold investment cannot guarantee that you'll never run out of money. Whereas these insurance companies, they're in the risk business. So they're able to guarantee, just like in a pension, they're going to create a private pension for a lot of our clients. And that's part of your plan. You don't want to put all of your assets there because, you, as you said, you do give up some of the upside potential. But what you get in return is the income for life and then also the downside market protection. So these investments can work very good as part of your plan. And that's what we typically encourage, having that Social Security, having the private income for life, and then having some growth investments to get ahead of inflation and taxes. That's really a successful three-part plan that we do. And we can do that through our retirement analyzer. If you're looking to retire or have recently retired, go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free consultation. We'll look at your retirement picture, make sure you're heading in the right direction. We'll stress test your situation, see if you're going to run out of money too soon, or maybe you need to get a little bit better rate of return, or maybe you need to add some guaranteed income sources. We can discuss all of that and more, and that's why we offer the free retirement analyzer. For those who have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, we can help you map out your retirement strategies.
I just want to challenge our listeners who may be thinking, you know what, I can do things myself. I'm a do-it-yourselfer, and I'm just going to put money in some bonds. But hopefully what you're hearing today is that there are a lot of options that the average person doesn't know about or can't implement. Jay, are there any unusual or little known or surprising investments that you ever recommend?
Yeah, because we use a different approach, Tom, than most advisors. We're using a biblically responsible investment approach. We're hand selecting individual companies. Mm-hmm. And to find a lot of under the radar investments that many investors have yet to discover. And I'll give you a few examples. The first one is, what are two really precious resources? Land and oil, right? You know, right now, land and oil are very valuable. We own a land company in Texas that owns over 880,000 acres in 20 West Texas counties. It's one of the largest private landowners in the state of Texas. What's in Texas, as I mentioned earlier? Oil. Stocks up over 132% for us in 2024. Most people aren't looking for land and oil investments. That's just kind of an off-the-radar one that we found for our clients. And then worldwide, sales of organic foods have increased more than $100 billion U.S. dollars since 2000. And North America accounted for the largest share of organic purchases. And we own a supermarket chain headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona. The grocer offers a wide selection of natural and organic foods, including fresh produce, bulk foods, vitamins, and supplements, packaged groceries, meat, poultry, you name it. And this stock is up over 173% this year for us. So just two amazing opportunities. I'll give you one more. This one isn't as much off the radar today, but we talked earlier about NVIDIA, you know, just doing artificial intelligence. In the U.S. alone, we're expecting AI spending to go up to $336 billion by 2028. And even before AI was popular, we owned this company. They're now the leading AI chip company. They're a multinational technology company. However, they've had their hands in automobile chips and sensors, graphics for video games and video displays. And they're also involved in the blockchain and cryptocurrency. So we've been able to find these off the radar investment opportunities before a lot of the big boys find them, because we're not fishing in the same pond. A lot of the giant, huge conglomerate companies fail our moral screens. So we're looking for better opportunities that are clean, number one. And number two, have more growth potential over the years because they're smaller and they can typically grow faster. And we've owned these stocks for years. NVIDIA is up 175% in 2024. It's in our Prey ETF, the Christian stock ETF. And it's also a stock that we own for our clients individually as well. So those are just a few of the examples where we're looking off the radar, trying to find opportunities before everybody else does. And that's the approach that we use at Faith Investor Services.
Excellent. Well, we only have about a minute left, but there's a question I wanted to ask. So if you could touch on it, or at least just, you know, introduce the idea to our listeners. How can people save on taxes this late in the year?
Yeah, there's a number of things that we can do for people. The first is looking at realized and unrealized gain loss reports before the end of the year, reviewing with us, you know, looking at your portfolio, seeing can we do some tax loss harvesting. Also making sure we take advantage of things that have to be done by the end of the year. You have to have your sales done by December 31st. You have to make some contributions to HSAs, making contributions for retirement plans by April of next year. There's a lot of preparation and things that we can do. Roth conversions, you have to do that if you want to do it for 2024 by the end of the year. So there are lots of opportunities to save on taxes. And as a CFP, a certified financial planner, we'll take a look at your tax situation as well, see if we can help you save some taxes here in the year and at least make some strategic moves for 2025 as well.
Thank you so much, Jay. Great answers, as always. We want you to invite your friends to learn more about this outreach ministry. We appreciate that. Talk to your family and see if you can benefit by getting some professional help as it relates to your forever money, your retirement that you're depending on for your future. Go to the website, faithandretirement.com. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.